Welcome!
You made it!
I am so excited to see you here.
Woo!
Sorry, let me calm down here. Welcome to Faith Boosters. I am truly, really happy for you. Really, I am. Because when you chose to invest in yourself, you did something so few are prepared to do. You stepped out of your comfort zone to advance yourself and progress for the kingdom. And this is an uncommon trait amongst people. And for that, I want to congratulate you. I really do, because you are one of the few people who excel far beyond what the world expects of you. You now have full access to the necessary components to equip you for your destiny. And accompanied with your persistence and consistent, diligent actions, you have a sure shot to accomplish whatever you want, which God leads you to do, of course. Now, you are a supreme and unordinary, brilliant individual. Not of yourself, but because of who God has made you. And when you are doing what He has called you to do, He is the one responsible for your success. Therefore, He will supply all your needs according to His riches. Be it the wisdom to know what to do, the resources to actually accomplish what He has called you to, or favor with people to open doors for you, He will take care of all of that. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, not sometimes, always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. We will definitely be covering this later on. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 says, after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Now, I want you to pay close attention to the pearls of wisdom presented in this phenomenal program. And as you absorb each idea and concept, think to yourself, how can I use this in my life? You can choose to go as far as you want to grow. There is infinite room for growth. But I want to encourage you to set goals. Set yourself goals and build the purposeful vision God gives you. And don't be afraid to think big. God is an enormous, infinite, limitless being. Big is tiny to God. With God, you can accomplish virtually anything you want, because it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. By my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. With persistence, you will meet with the success you seek. You know, someone once told me there are three very important days in your life. The day you were born, the day you were born again, and the day you figure out why you were born. When you have done that, build a vision and then your goals in line with God's purpose for you. Then make up your mind that there is nothing on the face of earth short of God that will stop you reaching them. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. If you will burn persistence in your mind, as all the great people before you have done, you are guaranteed a phenomenal future. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. You know, God said in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, you may remember me sharing with you the difference between knowledge and wisdom. I said knowledge is information, and wisdom is how to apply information. Wisdom is the proper use of information. Now, in relation to wisdom regarding the kingdom you and I belong to, we have a teacher and guide. John chapter 14, verse 26 says, and this is Jesus talking, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, I'm going to pray with you that the Holy Spirit will teach you how to apply the knowledge you get from this and how to apply it to your life. The Holy Spirit is the one who will show you how to make spiritual principles practical in the physical world. Now, I'm sure you've heard people say, some people are so spiritually minded, they are no earthly good. Well, Holy Spirit will equip you to become so spiritually minded with practical wisdom that you become of earthly good for the use of the kingdom. The Holy Spirit will show you how to apply the knowledge you learn to your family, your business, your place of work, your church or your ministry, your community, or your college, university, and among your friends, or wherever else. Now, I want you to take note, because here is the process which will take place. You will move from being unconscious of ignorance, that's when you don't know that you don't know something, to being conscious of ignorance, when you know that you don't know something. And that's where you are now. But moments from now, you're moving to being conscious of competence, when you know the right things to do. Now, even though you know the right things to do, every time you do the right things, you have to make a conscious effort to do the right thing, because it's new to you. It's yet to become a habit. Remember John chapter 14, 26. Holy Spirit brings back to mind what you learn. Now, I'll just add a side note here. If you don't make the effort to learn what God says in his word, how then is the Holy Spirit to bring back to mind what you never put in your mind in the first place? So with that said, Faith Boosters is designed for you to learn things. And you can be assured the Spirit of God will bring these pearls of wisdom to your remembrance when the real situation for your opportunity to practically apply them comes up. Then the decision lies with you in what to do. And when you make it a habit to obey what the Spirit reminds you, you move to the final level, having unconscious competence. This is when you do the right thing by default, without even having to think about it, because you have programmed yourself to automatically act a certain way in certain situations and get certain results for your obedience. It's now a natural habit for you to be obedient, to do things God's way. Wow. And since you are consistently willing and obedient, God promises you will eat the good of the land. And for seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. Are you excited? Woo! I don't know about you, but I am. I'll give you two more texts. And it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then you shall make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Wait, that was three. Okay, I'm stopping here. I do get carried away sometimes. I get excited and I make no apologies for it. Now, I just want to make a disclaimer that Faith Boosters is designed to accelerate your learning. What has taken me years of study to learn will only take you a smallest fraction of the time, a mere few hours. However, Faith Boosters is in no shape or form intended to replace your Bible study. It is designed to complement it and help you. This is why I encourage you to not only listen to the audios, but study the ebooks. Not read, study. And make notes of what God says to you. Another reason I encourage you to read the ebooks is because there are quotations of scripture in the audios where I don't mention the location where I found it. So when you study the ebooks, you will find them there. So you can get into the scripture for yourself and meditate on it. So note down the verses in the transcript and go get your Bible. Read the verses before and after the verses I mentioned. Read the whole chapter. Read the book. that the chapter is found in. If you have a Bible with a cross reference, look up other texts, then read the verses around those and the whole chapter. Get a concordance. Look up the meaning of words. And always, before you study the Word of God, pray these two texts for wisdom and understanding. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. And also pray Colossians chapter 1 verses 9 to 11. Desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Now, let's just have a quick recap along with some instructions to help you if you need it. Now, you may want to get a pen and paper to write this down, as it will help you get the most out of this program. Number one, as you will observe, there are two types of files on this page. One is the MP3 audio file, and the other is the transcript ebook. To download them, all you need to do is click the button on the right of your mouse and a menu will pop up, and all you have to do is click save. Now, I recommend you make a special folder called Faith Boosters and save them there. Now, the transcript ebook is in PDF format, so you will need Acrobat Reader to open it. Now, the chances are you already have this on your computer, but if not, you will see where you can get Acrobat Reader on this page, and it's free, so don't worry. Now, as for the audio files, you can download them into the Faith Boosters folder that you create, or directly into your MP3 or iPod. So once you've done that, you can begin learning and saturating your mind with the Word of God. Amen? Now, number two, pray Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 19, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, before you begin. Now, I recommend you follow me in the transcript as you listen. Why? Because your retention of the information will be so much better. So much better. I don't know why. All I know is when I do it, it works magnificently well. I really remember stuff. Number three, the question I want you to bear in mind as you go through Faith Boosters is what? How can I use this in my life? And then write down what comes to mind. Now, if there's anything which comes to mind that you want to set as a goal to achieve, write it down. All right? So, that's it. So, The first thing I want you to do is read the ebook called Please Read This First. It's vitally important you do this. It will give you further instructions on what to do and what you can expect over the next 4 months going through this program. Now, as soon as this video is finished, go and do it right away. Now, before I leave you, I just want to pray with you. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Father in heaven, I ask you to teach my friend here how to practically apply the principles they will learn. May they accept your truth and be consistently obedient to your word and have unwavering faith in your word. I pray that my friend here will bear fruit from the principles they learn here. May there be visible evidence of your goodness manifested in every area of their life, so that those around them, saved and unsaved, will be curious and compelled and anxious to find out the secret to their joyful, peaceful, an abundant life overflowing with blessing, and let it be known to all who approach them inquiring that you are the secret, and that they may experience the same life only as a result of having a solid relationship with you. May multitudes make Jesus the Lord of their lives as a result of seeing your goodness through the life of my friend here. Lord, prosper them. May they have what your word says they can have. May they accomplish what your word says they can. And may they be who and what your word says they can be. And I ask this in no other name than the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for hearing my prayer, and you said, Lord, that when we ask, we shall receive. And so, with that said, I thank you for it. It is done. So be it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to congratulate you once more and thank God for giving you and I this brilliant opportunity. Hey, hopefully you and I will meet someday. I'm really looking forward to the next few weeks with you. Look out for my emails because I will be following up with you and I want to know how you're doing. And please feel free to share what you learn with others. Feel free to make copies and distribute them to people as freely as you wish. Better yet, refer people you know who need this wisdom to www.faithboosters.com. That's all lowercase, so they can benefit from going through the same process of learning. I'm gonna go. God bless you. I will catch up with you later. Bye-bye.